Cleveland by Machine Gun Kelly. Good evening, everyone. It is Monday, September 26, 2011, and you are listening to Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. If it's 7:31 where you are, then you're listening to us live, unless you've synchronized your clocks. See, sometimes people do that, Jeff. Sometimes people like to download the podcast.
That's true.
And then they like to feel like they're listening to it live, so they'll sync up their clocks so it feels like they're listening to it live. So right now, 7:31 p.m. Eastern, Monday night on the 26th. As always, I'm Jeremy.
This is Jeff.
How are you, sir?
You know what? I'm feeling excellent. It's great to be back. 2 weeks it's been, Jeremy. It always feels longer than 2 weeks when we skip a week.
It has.
It feels like a month.
Be sure to stay close to the microphone, Jeff.
Yes.
Because, you know, we should warn our guests of that too, I guess.
Yeah, we apologize. We did have some feedback. It was a little hard to pick up Ingenuity Cleveland when we had the director of programming on.
Yeah.
Michael Krause, I believe. And we apologize. We had some audio. We're going to get a new mic, but it was kind of a combination problem there.
I'm thinking next week, Jeff. I'm thinking next week. I'm going to go out and limb. I figure if I say it, then it has to happen. That next week, what is that, October 3rd? Monday, October 3rd? We're going to have some new mics. Jeff, popping bottles like a blizzard. What are we drinking now? You're staying true to your promise of having a different autumnal beer.
I want to get something a little different, Jeff. We're going to work way up to my favorite, which is the Punkin Ale.
Punkin, yeah, right.
Cleveland Tap, City Tap.
Yes.
I was there Sunday. They have an excellent selection of not only fall beers, but pumpkin beers.
Uh-huh.
So if you happen to be around City Tap, it's worth going up there. I had a couple pints of the Punkin on Sunday, and man, that thing is so potent. When they pour it and sit it down, it was my first Punkin of the season.
Yeah.
You can smell it. I mean, the spices and it just jumps out of the glass.
It's the aroma.
It's one of the most unique beers ever. But this is a Goose Island, obviously a Chicago, harvest ale, Jeremy. So it's a fall beer.
Hmm.
Not necessarily pumpkin beer per se. But a fall beer. I'm a big Goose Island guy.
It's got a nice bouquet.
Okay.
It smells good. It smells
like. It's great to have the pint glasses.
Yes,
To
episode 44.
It's good. How would you describe it? It's hoppier than I thought it would be. Is that a fair statement?
I think so. Yeah. It is a little bit hoppier. You tend to think of a darker beer as maybe not being as hoppy.
Yeah.
Makes great radio, by the way, too. Drinking beer. I guess, but again, you can play at home. Whatever kind of beer that you have, you can crack it open.
Or for our people who don't drink, maybe a nice O'Doul's.
Yes.
Crack that open.
Or just some iced tea.
That could be fun.
For our crackhead friends, just pop in a rock. And and you can always join us in the chat room if you're listening live.
We recommend it.
Go to radioshowonline.com/chatroom, and you can talk with us. You can talk with other fans.
Oh, we got Chris in there.
Chris.
K-R-I-S.
K-R-I-S, not to be confused with. There's many different ways to spell Chris.
Yeah.
C-H-R-I-S, I guess, is more of the traditional. But yeah, join us in there. And then you can always email us at hatemail@radioshowonline.com if you have an idea for perhaps a fall autumnal beer that we could try or that we should try.
We'll take your suggestions and we'll drink it on the air.
That's right.
That's a promise. We'll do that for you.
We'll drink whatever you want us to.
That's how we give back.
Anyway, we got a lot to go into. We got Cleveland Beer Week coming up. We got Cleveland Magazine came out with their Best of Cleveland issue. So we're just going to read everything to you so you don't have to buy the magazine.
Yep, that's our goal. We like to rip off websites, magazines, and basically summarize what they hope you go out and buy.
That's pretty much how podcasts function.
Yep.
They leave it to professional journalists getting paid. Just rip them off and take full credit. That always works well. But before that, we'll do a weekend recap. Jeff, you feel free to go back a couple of weeks.
I'm gonna reach back, Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back 2 Fridays ago. I went to the Grumpy's Clam Bake because we talked about it on the show. I kind of, through the show, I even learned things through the show. discovered that us, we were talking about that. I listened to our show as I always listen to it. I thought, that does sound good. The more I hear Jeff and Jeremy talk about that, the more I want to go do it. So
And you talk about yourself in the third person?
Yes, sometimes when Grumpy's involved.
So good idea, Jeff. I'm going to go there this weekend.
Jeff really nailed that one. I think he's right.
You're welcome, Jeff.
Putting my money where my mouth was, and I went to Grumpy's and I did it.
Hmm.
I got to tell you, this clam bake, cup of chowder, pound of clams, chicken, the boiled chicken with the clams and the thing,
Okay.
And then sweet potatoes. I'm a huge sweet potato guy.
Hmm.
Corn. And apple pie. No, actually, it was apple pie? It might have been a blueberry pie. It was some sort of dessert. It was an incredible feast, and it's bring your own beer at Grumpy's.
Oh, nice.
So I went across the street and brought some pumpkin ale.
Nice.
Over and had that with the clam bake. It was the ultimate fall meal, Jeremy. That.
You always do that, Jeff. You always mess up. You always mess mics. It's sensitive. Again, new equipment, guy, yeah. October 3rd.
But what a great fall. Could you have a picture of a better fall meal?
I can't. How much was it?
You know, I think the whole thing was about $16.
Okay.
Which for the volume wasn't bad at all.
So it's like one price and you get all that?
Yeah, I think the chowder might have been separate, but one price for the main course, which was substantial. I mean, it's a lot of food. And wasn't really that crowded. You know, I was there maybe 5:30, but it goes every Friday through October. So head up to Grumpy's. Grumpy's had the head start on that. Now more places in October will be doing that. You'll have more variety. But Grumpy's a great place to go, get in, get out.
And how did your mom like it?
She enjoyed it. I went to my grandfather, who's 90. It was one of the best clam bakes he's been to.
Wow, and he's been to probably a lot.
He's been to a lot of clam bakes.
In his 90 years.
Yeah, my sister Jana came up. So it was really, really, really nice.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I went to Southside for a birthday party on Saturday night. And I think they should pay me a commission for every chicken and waffles dinner that I got people to buy. Because I think that was the number one entree. I guess it's technically listed as a small plate on their menu. It's only like $9, but you can definitely like eat it as an entree.
There's nothing light about that meal. I've had that.
It's so rich, you know, and it's one of those things like, I guess it's a small plate. It might even be a good idea to like share it with someone.
Yeah.
Like get something else. I did get a salad with Jen and we split that, but it's delicious. It's just that sweetness of the syrup and then the hotness of the hot sauce. It's delicious.
It is. It's the perfect food after drinking. Now, was there a little bit of drinking on there? Had to be some drinking involved too.
Oh, yeah, Jeff.
Yeah. But isn't that the best meal?
Yeah, it was
it's
great.
Kind of like, you know, in New York, they always have those, like, gyro stands, and we don't have here, like, the great late-night places on the street. I think that's our version in Tremont. That's a great meal to get.
It was still nice out, you know, so we actually sat outside on the patio. It was a good time. And so then after that, went over to Tony Southside Pizza.
I love it.
Which you and I were talking this weekend, though. This might be the last time that we mentioned Tony Southside Pizza.
Yeah, I'm afraid it's catching on, Jeremy.
Yeah, this time I went, and it was late, it was 10, and there was still a good number of people there, more than normally, and normally when I go there, it's just like one other couple. So I'm a little worried, you know, you and I have this theory that as things start to pick up, you know, it starts off good, and then a year from now, it's like Jersey Shore.
Right. And that's the track it's on. Actually, it's less than that even. I feel like we've been talking about more and more the last 3 or 4 months, and yeah, it's going to pick up, and I'm afraid it's going to get kind of there's going to be a lot of fist pumping, a lot of clubbing.
I think I saw one guy like try to do a fist pump. I just said, don't you dare.
Do you know where you are? It's just Tony's. Show some respect.
Show some respect, son.
I am worried, though. So we're going to say Tony's Southside Pizza isn't the greatest place.
It's closed. It closed down.
You don't need to go there.
Yep.
It's just not a place that's worth going.
It's gone. So what else? So then you and I actually met up. We did our annual, the one time per year outside of the show, that we actually see each other. Mm-hmm. And it was a, we went to the, we kind of were there together at the same time, merging a little bit, tailgating for the Browns game. It was a friend's birthday, and part of her birthday celebration was doing this, Browns tailgate. Started off at the Pit.
Now we should talk about the Pit. That's been very controversial, Jeremy. About this time last year, week 2 or 3, they instituted that pedestrian $5 charge.
Yeah.
Very controversial.
And now it's up to $30 per car. Now, do you know what the Muni lot is? Is it $30 per car?
I believe it's 20 and there's no pedestrian fee. I know that. But I know it's less than 30.
So the Pit is privately owned. And I think the guy just saw like an opportunity to try to loop more people in. It was still crowded. But I got to say, it was not as crowded as it has been. It was not completely full to capacity.
Yeah, it's been worse. You're pretty wedged in there where you guys were.
Yeah, I know. Well, we go in there and it's like the Gestapo directing the traffic as well. I mean, everything's roped off. They make you park exactly, you know, in each spot.
And you mentioned someone that was they actually asked to leave.
Guy tried to pull up and he pulled in, you know, like a spot next to where the cop was like pointing him to and gotten this like big argument with the cop like throwing his weight around. You want to go to jail? You want to go to jail? And ended up kicking the guy out. So it wasn't the best start to a Browns tailgate. Ended up being fun. It was a good time. After that, you know, of course we didn't go to the game. Did you go to the game?
No.
We went to Dive Bar afterwards, which I haven't been to in a while. It's a great spot to watch a game. And, of course, Browns won. It was an awesome game. Stopped at Map Room afterwards, got some pizza. The typical.
Were the shots, because I've been to Dive Bar before when the Browns win, and it usually gets pretty intense down there.
It was pretty crazy, yeah.
Like the music and the shots, and next you know, like I'm getting handed shots.
No, I held off from the shots, because, you know, I was actually at work, and you and I were texting a little bit, and you had mentioned that you were out, you mentioned that you were out downtown doing some happy hours, and I said, I have to pace myself for lots of drinking this weekend, but thanks. To which you responded, is this Jeremy or an 80-year-old curmudgeon?
And you responded?
Curmudgeon.
Curmudgeon.
Now, I think the age and curmudgeon are like one and the same. Yeah. I think that you were kind of like overstating yourself.
Yeah, I was a little dramatic.
Yeah.
It was a little dramatic.
But
I did think that excuse was BS, so there's nothing dramatic about your excuse. That was ridiculous.
And that night I ended up drinking anyway. I can't skip the sauce.
I mean, who's going to, it's a Friday night, and you look at this guy, oh, I got a long weekend ahead.
I know. I was trying.
I went to Bar Louie, which they do have a great happy hour, the old Metro. But yeah, they got a great happy hour till 7. I had some food and drinks down at Bar Louie, and then went over to Naughty Mermaid for a little bit on Friday. So that started to be my Friday happy hour of choice. Great, great spot.
Nice.
But we got to talk to you before we get Oyster Fest.
Oyster Fest.
Because it's been
since
our last show, and that was an unexpected surprise for me.
The first annual Oyster Fest at Stone Mad. So you go there, and there's several different restaurants are represented there. And I remember none of them.
So that wasn't
Happy Dog. Happy Dog was there. And they all had different like takes on oysters.
Yeah.
And then there was an oyster shot you could do with some Chipotle vodka, which I did one of those. It was interesting. They had a shucking competition. It was pretty cool. And, you know, they have that awesome stone patio, both the one in front and the one that rolls out back. And it was a pretty good crowd there. They have the great, great space to do it. And it was a good time.
Oh, it was a perfect space for it. They had the Boyce County Hell there, which I thought really closed it out really, really strong.
Which that lured you in initially.
Yeah, I'm a huge, you know, it's the Pogues, cover band for the Pogues, huge Irish music Pogues fan. So that got me in there. And then the whole atmosphere, though, I think we mentioned our show that Cleveland has this kind of New England feel this time of year. And that was a very New England type of day. I just thought it was so much fun and so unique. People say there's nothing to do in Cleveland. What a great thing to do that's completely unique, mixing it up on a Sunday afternoon. Beautiful day outside. A lot of black and tans, Guinness flowing in the parking lot, listening to music.
Yep.
I mean, you really couldn't have had a better day.
Next year, all Jersey Shore.
See, now that really started our Jersey Shore theory, I believe,
right,
which we moved over to Tony Southside. But it's these events. This was an event where you could move around. It was a good crowd, but not overwhelming.
Yeah.
Like Taste of Tremont, like Ale Fest, like some of the other things.
Yep.
Even that Warehouse Festival sometimes, I heard that gets pretty crowded.
Right, right.
So this was a great, perfect mix of people, but we're afraid every year now it's going to get a little worse. So we'll look back and say, remember 2011 when we used to enjoy it, used to go? And I think
Years. You can move around.
Yeah, we're going to say, oh, that'll never happen again. So we have to really find these new festivals and not tell anyone.
And there is an Italian population right in that
Are
area.
Are you stereotyping?
Like, right over on 6-7. I'm just saying Jersey Shore, you know. Okay. Just, you know.
I'm not saying anything, but if you want to.
You make your own connection.
Okay.
There's going to be a moose head in my bed tonight. All right. Now, Jeff, we want to do our favorite segment that's been in high demand ever since we launched.
We got a lot of hate mails about this.
This is Jeff's, you know, Jeff recently found Twitter several years behind.
Yes.
As you are with most technology.
That's true.
But it's okay.
It comes
it's
to
okay.
me a little later.
You're catching up. Now, I understand that you have changed your Twitter handle.
It's true, Jeremy. I'll tell you why.
Explain this to me.
When you have private tweets, you can't reply. I follow a lot of comedians. I follow a lot of celebrities. I like to chime in when they have things that I want to respond to, right? Replies, retweets, things like that. That's not been able to say. You can't see that if you have private settings. So I need to be heard, Jeremy.
Right.
I need to be heard. So I decided to change my – is it moniker?
Sure, your handle.
I like
your
moniker.
Alias. Okay, moniker.
Change my moniker as you just tried to bring it up. It's not existent anymore.
I know.
It's gone. Jeff Longsworth on Twitter, he was never there.
He's dead to you.
It's like it never happened. All those fabulous tweets, all those entertaining, hilarious, insightful tweets are gone. But
so where can I go so I can mock you?
Gene Parmesan 42.
Gene? I don't even know how to spell Parmesan.
Parmesan. Like
Parmesan.
S-A-N. 42.
42. Gene Parmesan 42. Now explain the origin of this handle for those that might not know.
He was the Private Detective and Arrested Development.
And, okay, so now it's Jeff L. at Gene Parmesan 42. Okay, so you have some retweets in there, as you've said, some at replies.
I also comment on some tweets.
How about this one? This can kind of go into our next topic. Want to learn and drink and be cold on a bridge? Hashtag Ingenuity Fest.
That's right.
Clever. Now, yeah, you and I were at Ingenuity Fest, and I don't think we have we mentioned Ingenuity Fest yet? So what did you think of it this year?
It was, every year it gets better and better, but I'm a big, you know, I like to chuckle.
Yes.
I'm a huge chuckler.
Mm-hmm. Chortle? Yeah, chortles
and
chuckles.
I like a good chortle.
Yeah.
We don't like a good chortle
right.
on a Friday night.
Uh-huh.
So we were there, you and Jen and I got to sit down and watch Chuckle Fuck. Uh-huh. They handle the comedy programming at Ingenuity Fest, and they had a stage set up on the, I guess that would be the...
south.
Thank you. I'm pointing.
Yeah.
The south side of the bridge.
Southeast.
Yeah, it was great. They had comedy going. Basically every half hour, they kind of reset a couple comics and do a new set. So we got to sit in for a set. Very entertaining. No crowd. Sat right up front. Good talent. Guy from Chicago was one of the guys we saw who came in for it. So the comedy programming I thought was great. I also enjoyed creatively that big whiteboard.
Yes, so they have it's a room, and everything is painted white. It's set up just like to look like someone's family room or kitchen or whatever, but everything is painted white. So they have a computer, the keyboard's all white, and the coffee pot's
and nothing's
white.
Out of bounds, Jeremy.
Exactly. So then there's black markers, and you can write on anything. And that year after year seems to be the most popular exhibit. People just like writing funny phrases on walls, like dirty words on a coffee pot. People just love it. And I didn't realize this because I only went one night, but every night they repaint it. They repaint it white.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So they paint it so every day you can go and it starts
all
fresh.
Over. Wow, that's like a new day. Everything changes. Everything starts over. If you're going to read some of my tweets, though, read that one and that one. That's it.
Which one? This one?
This one first.
But you
well, it goes down, though. It, trust me.
Okay.
This one. No, this one.
This one. All right. This is a retweet, right?
Yes.
Of from JCR Marlins Beat, Florida Marlins. Mike Cameron loses job over flight attendant flap. Lomo ready to play.
And then I responded.
And you respond, hope to never get into a flap with a flight attendant.
What does a flap entail? But you know when people get into trouble, you get into a flap with a police officer?
Right.
Do you notice that phrase?
Right.
What is that phrase?
It's kind of like chortle. People are like, where does that come from?
But like, how do I get into a flap with a flight attendant? Like, is that a good thing?
No, that's a bad
thing.
A flap.
Thing.
It's like an argument.
A flap is
an
argument?
Does
that mean it's a physical fight? Like, flap. Like, what makes
It's like the guy that was at the pit arguing with the cop.
You
got to
do a
flap with the cop.
Okay, so it could be anything, not just a...
Yeah.
Okay, I just don't know what is a flap, I guess is my point there.
Huh.
And when can you use flap?
Is this Nikki Glaser? Is this female comedian you're stalking?
Yeah, I respond to all of her tweets, a lot of them.
I respond to everything she says.
Because she has hilarious tweets. I feel the need to weigh in.
Huh. She's kind of cute, Jeff.
Yep.
Think you have a chance.
She's, she's a little more, she's very famous. She tours. She was at Redstone. But she's very, her tweets, everything she says is hilarious. So I try and chime in when I have something to contribute.
When is she going to be on the podcast?
You know, if she comes back in, I would definitely have her on. But,
right.
Or ask to have her on. Right. So anyway, that's another good segment, Jeremy.
Moving on from that topic. Okay, Jeff, I get it. All right, let's talk about Cleveland Beer Week.
Yes, my favorite week as far as beer weeks go.
Coming up October 14th to 22nd.
Now, Jeremy, it's the third annual, and I feel like each year since 2009, they add a little more. They even have a countdown, Jeremy, which I like, because sometimes I'm so excited for Cleveland Beer Week, I want to know how far away is it.
So how far are we?
We're 17 days, 23 hours, and 10 minutes away from the kickoff. So that makes you feel good because I know it's coming more quickly than I imagined. So it's not far away.
So what's the deal with Cleveland Beer Week? A bunch of bars, restaurants all around Northeast Ohio kind of celebrate this, and they have specials around beer, and there'll be
beer tastings, beer demonstrations. There's educational programs, even specials at bars, restaurants, grocers, even Jeremy.
Grocers,
I like when grocers get involved because you don't hear about grocers enough.
So this is if you want to go buy some beers to bring home.
So it's October 14th. It's clevelandbeerweek.org. And obviously they say each year gets more and more successful, as I mentioned. And they really start off, the first thing is the home brewers. It's a big thing. So they kick off. Do you know there was a Society of Northeast Ohio Brewers?
I did not.
Called SNOBS is the acronym, I believe.
Hmm.
And they have a Son of Brewzilla 2011, 2011 homebrew competition. The deadline to enter your beers is passed on that, but at least you'll be able to see the results and judge. And then the event opens up with the grains versus grapes, the ultimate matchup, which is an official keg tapping and four-course dinner Friday the 14th at the Crown Plaza in downtown Cleveland. So that's the grains versus grapes. And then it goes on from there. There's the Magic Hat first annual liquid hunt, Wicked Lizard Lakewood on Saturday the 15th. I'm definitely going to that one. That looks like a lot of fun on a nice Saturday there in the fall. Craft Beer's Lover's Bus Tour, touring the renowned Northeast Ohio Brewery Sunday the 16th. So it goes on. We'll have the link to the site on our website, as we always do. But there's events all the way up until the 22nd. So take advantage of Cleveland Beer Week, because it really is, I feel coming out of town for this. It gets a lot of buzz. It gets a lot of attention. It's a great thing the city does. It's a great tradition.
You can go to radioshowonline.com, or you can just go to clevelandbeerweek.com.
Radio Show Online. I like how, TV stations and Channel 3 is like, now to find out more about this event, come to our website. You have to go to Channel 3 to get routed.
Well, they're trying to get advertisers.
What are we trying to get?
Nothing. This is just something for you and me to do on a Monday night. Get out of the house.
Do we pay each other for website hits? Is there a way we can incentivize that?
Yeah, we should. Advertise. I'm just going to advertise myself. Yes. You keep dropping your glass near the microphone. Our listeners are upset, both of them.
Chris.
Chris, is he still out of the chat room? Yeah, he's still there. He's hanging.
He's not giving up. He's like a lot of little sound of a glass disturbing.
All right, 7:52. This episode, or this week of Cleveland Magazine, they're doing their Best of Cleveland, their annual Best of Cleveland for their October issue. And I thought my Cleveland Magazine subscription lapsed, but I think they just keep sending them to you. So again, so they can tell advertisers, hey, we have this many subscribers. Some of them might be homeless.
That's like Maxim. And I have some friends who just started getting Maxim without subscribing for free. I guess they're just sending the magazines out.
I think they just want, beef up their circulation or something like that. But anyway, they are doing a party at the Rock Hall on October 14th. Have you ever gone to the Best of Cleveland party? I went a couple years back. It's a good time. They have lots of food and stuff there. So you can get tickets to that at clevelandmagazine.com/bestof. But a lot of things they cover. I think it's 121 things we love, Jeff.
121.
It's
a lot of things.
In the Cleveland area. But a couple that I wanted to talk about. This luxury Sunday buffet at the downtown Ritz-Carlton. Have you ever gone to the Sunday buffet?
No. It sounds very rich.
Let me tell you what you're missing. It might be a little out of your pocket.
Okay.
A little pricey.
Okay.
$47. $47 Sunday brunch. But
okay,
there's 50 seasonal and local food offerings.
Okay.
Includes things like wild boar, crab legs, smoked salmon. This is a high
brunch.
End. It's just another Sunday for you, Jeff.
Yep.
This is normally what your maid makes you, but you would be having it at the
Ritz-Carlton.
I always
have frozen boar in the freezer.
Bring out the boar.
Special occasion. It's like the fatted calf.
And you're eating.
Bring out the boar.
Today I think I'll have the boar's head. The boar's head.
We just slowly go through the body in the freezer.
You don't waste a bit of the boar.
No, we go through all of the boar. That's a tradition, a Longsmith family tradition.
You pick.
Never waste the boar.
Pick your teeth with its tusks. Anyway, and
we sell the tusks.
The food changes weekly, so I always like a fancy Sunday buffet, and I haven't done one in a while. And I thought I had hit up most of the Sunday buffets. House of Blues, Cleveland Chop House, of course, Lucky's. But this is one I haven't been to, and I'm intrigued, I must say.
I'm intrigued that you're intrigued.
Perhaps we should go together. Want to have brunch with me, Jeff?
That's an expensive brunch, but I would try. Everything's worth a shot. I would go there once.
Right. They also mention people on Twitter. Unfortunately,
Was Gene Parmesan 42?
Gene Parmesan 42 did not make the cover.
Wait, did or did not?
Did not.
Oh,
it was probably too close to the printing date.
Yeah, because I was just starting to get rolling when they were printing.
You recently changed
it. If they're doing it now, it'd be different.
Yeah. What are you up to now? Like 19 followers?
Almost 20.
Okay.
We're shooting for 20.
Josh Cribbs is a big tweeter. He's on at Josh Cribbs 16. He has 82,000 followers. So I think you could catch up to him, Jeff. But he posts inspirational messages. The crazy thing that I do follow him on Twitter, I noticed that he started doing trivia. He would tweet out a question, just a random trivia question, and whoever responded to him first with the right question, with the right answer, would actually win money. Like, Josh Cribbs would then mail you $50 in the mail. Like, it was the craziest thing.
That sounds very unnecessary for as popular as he is.
I don't understand. Right? Yeah, I don't understand. I mean, I love it. It's great.
It is great.
Why is a professional football player with 82,000 followers, he's just giving out his money for trivia.
Trying to mix it up. Yeah, that's pretty. It's pretty unique. I love it.
They mentioned Loop, which is the coffee shop here in the Tremont area. You know, they have a nice mixture of vinyl records and coffee. Also, Cleveland Pedicab. Have you seen these lately? I've just noticed around downtown, pedicabs, or, you know, some people might refer to them as rickshaws, as the rich man's rickshaw.
I rode in a rickshaw in Raleigh, North Carolina a couple years ago. You ever ridden in one?
I have. Now, this is the one that's, I think this is the guy's on a bike.
I think a rickshaw. Oh, okay. That's
normally those people walk with.
Oh, okay. I was on the bike one.
I think that's a different. But anyway. So yeah, they have these pedicabs, guy on a bike, and he pulls you around town. The cool thing is you pay what you think it's worth. So he's going around downtown, and I've seen him like between East 4th, you know, in the Warehouse District, Playhouse Square, kind of that area. They say he'll even, you know, take people to Ohio City, though, kind of cross that bridge. But he's doing it Wednesdays and Thursdays from 5 to midnight and Friday and Saturday from 5:30 to 1:30 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
So if you see this guy, you got to stop the Cleveland Pedicab and be generous to this guy.
Yeah.
Because if he's especially if you're a larger person.
I like to have him on the show because, you know, there got to be some stories where people just take advantage of that.
Yeah. Especially at 1 o'clock in the morning you're outside.
People are looking for chicken and waffles. That's all they think about.
You're outside Sin.
Yeah.
And they're just like, bike me to Southside, bastard.
I'm ready to go to Southside now.
They're whipping you. Noodle Cat's mentioned in there.
Noodle Cat.
Cleveland Magazine.
Your favorite.
I know, for ramen. Have you been there yet?
Not yet.
I've gone there twice. I think it's an acquired kind of taste. Like, the first time, I wasn't sure if I liked it. The second time, liked it a little more.
You just like saying it.
I do like saying Noodle Cat. You know what happens.
I know.
If you say Noodle Cat three times.
Three.
It's three times in the mirror, like in the bathroom, and you have to have the lights off.
Right.
And you say, Noodle Cat, Noodle Cat, Noodle Cat. And Noodle Cat suddenly appears, and he throws you down the stairs. Oh, never gets old.
That's dangerous.
Hey, you like Garage Bar, right?
Yes, I like the patio. I like the patio.
Okay.
I don't really like the people.
Why?
Oh, I don't know.
You're not a fan. How would you describe the people, Jeff?
Oh, it's a little grungy.
Well, you don't like grunge people?
No, I like clean, starch shirts,
clean cut preppy
starch
types.
Shirts.
Okay,
starch.
Okay.
They call me starch in high school.
Well, Garage Bar has a shot called the slap shot.
Oh,
this is great. It's any shot you want, shot of your choice, and a slap across the face.
I don't see. That's why. What is this?
That would be great. I guess it started off, they were trying to find, you know, unique ways to have shots. And it like, caught on. And the guys, I guess, especially liked it when the female bartenders would slap them.
Yeah. It almost sounds like a fetish.
Well, you know, I love it. The Garage Bar slap shot. Shot of your choice and a slap across face. I'm going to go get one of these.
Okay.
I'm going to go to Garage Bar. Maybe after we go to the Ritz-Carlton brunch.
Can I drop you off for your shot?
But you have to at least witness it. We've got to go over there, go to the Garage Bar, and get a slap shot.
That sounds like a great Sunday.
What would your shot of – what's the best shot to have before getting slapped across the face?
Wow. Before – I would say something like a Jameson. Jameson, I think, is what I would do because you want to get ready. You want something strong, something stiff.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have some pain.
Now, I wonder when they slap you. Do they slap you when they hand you the shot as you're drinking it, when you finally say, ah.
I think it's when you're done. That's when it would happen.
I think it's as soon as you put it in your mouth and you put the glass, you move the glass away from your mouth. So the key is you want to drink it fast or else you're going to do like a spit take. Like they'll slap you and you'll like be spitting Jameson all over your body.
So you're going to be ready for it. You're going to be nervous.
I'm going to be ready.
Yeah. Are you going to like try and like you slap back?
No, I don't think that's part of it. Unless they order one from, then you can tell the bartender, "Can I buy you a slap shot?" They're like, "Sure," and then you get to slap them.
That's when the police are called.
Exactly. Have you ever been slapped across the face?
Never.
No.
Never. Have you?
No, I don't think I have.
No, I have thrown a couple cakes at people. We talked about that.
Yeah, before. Yeah. So yeah, let's talk about this. So tell me about your cake in the face fetish.
I thought it's a fetish. I just think it's hilarious when people have cakes thrown at them.
I mean, that's okay. Not normal behavior. There's some word for that.
So there was one time when I actually got my buddy. It was our friend's birthday, and another friend of mine said, "Okay, Joe's birthday. We'll get this cake, and I'll fill the cake in him." But literally, he didn't know he was the real victim, the guy I was talking to.
Yeah.
So he came out to the patio. I was ready, and I had a huge cake, and I just chucked it at him, and it landed pretty squarely. And then another time, my brother-in-law rehearsed this thing. We're at a little family event, and I'm like, let's get in a fight, and then I'm going to throw this cake at you. And he said, I'm in. So we got this big fight. And then it happened so quickly, people couldn't even absorb what was going on.
Yeah.
Looking back, we should have slowed down the fight.
Yeah.
But I was kind of excited to throw the cake.
You should have, like, started from the beginning of the evening.
Just, like, kept, like
start just building and yeah. building and building. After 4 hours, finally.
I think the phrase, I was never good enough for you, came out at one point. But then I just chucked the cake at him, and there was some shock. And then people immediately knew we were kidding. But so anytime I have a chance to throw cake at someone, maybe I'll do it to you someday. I think it's hilarious.
Maybe after I get the slap shot.
Yeah. I'll be there with a cake.
Yeah. Or you hit the bartender, like the bartender slaps you, and then you put a cake in your face. Maybe that could be their next shot. Like
no,
cake
I
in
also
the face
told you,
shot.
We had another idea, another friend of mine. I do have a weird thing, I have some cakes. We have an idea, we want to have a huge sheet cake. We want to each, like it's on a gurney.
Yeah.
We each have two handles.
Yeah.
It's like a sheet cake is maybe as big as this coffee table.
Right. And for the people at home that can't see.
Right. Well, a typical coffee
like
table.
It's like a 2 foot
imagine,
by 4 foot.
Imagine a coffee table.
Right.
And then we're walking down West 6th St. Clair at like 11 o'clock on a Friday or Saturday night. And then we have the chefs off the top with the white hats. And then we start losing our balance. And we start like yelling, wait. And then we dump the cake on a car and run.
And that's it?
That's it.
And you got to be videotaped.
Yeah, it's videotaped.
All right. Will you put it on the website?
No.
On radioshowonline.com?
I did videotape one of the Foo Fighters songs, Everlong. Did you notice that? And I my first foray into doing videos, I put it on my Facebook page. I did a nice little bootleg of Everlong from the show I was at.
Oh, nice.
It came out pretty well. I was pretty happy with it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Has the has anyone from
not
the
yet?
DMCA
I mean, I'm waiting for that.
Yeah,
that'll be happening.
Have you received your takedown notice?
I guess yeah. As long as you take it down, nothing else can happen to you. So I'll wait for that.
What about frozen yogurt, Jeff? Have you ever thrown that in someone's
no,
face?
No, I've never thrown frozen yogurt at anyone. But I used to enjoy the old TCBY.
So now there's this new trend of these froyo places. I call it froyo.
Okay.
I don't know. I like to call it froyo. It's a thing I'm trying to start.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to catch on.
It's like a froyo buffet where you get your ice cream, you get your yogurt rather, and you get all these different toppings and you put it on and then you just weigh it at the end and it's by the ounce, one flat rate for everything.
Okay.
And they're kind of popping up all around. There's a Zembies or a Yembies or a, I don't know the name, but the one that's mentioned in Cleveland Magazine is Lemonberry in Strongsville.
Oh,
so that's a new thing.
There's Pinkberry in LA, which I think is similar. It's awesome.
Very similar.
Oh, dude, it's all self-serve. It's one person behind the counter. You do everything on your own.
Right.
You just come when you're done. Oh, it's so good. Mint.
Yeah.
Really good mint. Okay, so that I can see is really spreading around.
That kind of concept. There's one in Eaton over in Woodmere.
Oh, is there?
Beachwood.
Oh, that's near me. I'll check that
out. Yeah,
okay.
You should check that out.
Yeah, it's very refreshing. And healthy, right?
Well, I mean...
Not as fattening as ice cream.
It depends what you put on it.
Well, but it's just the ice cream itself, I don't think. Or the yogurt.
Yeah,
not too bad.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not too bad.
Well, that was a worthy point. I'm glad I made that point. People are going to wonder about that.
Hey, if you're looking to... if you're a fan of riding your bike, do you have a bike, Jeff?
Motorcycle?
No, like a bicycle.
I don't own one now, but I hope to.
How many cars do you have, though?
Two.
Okay. So, they're doing this thing called the Dead Ride. October 22nd, if you go to Crank Set Rides, it's starting from here in Lincoln Park.
Oh, wait, that's good. We thought it was the next weekend. Remember we talked about this?
No. I usually forget our shows as soon as I walk
no,
out.
No, in the lot, the muni lot. That's good, though. I want to go on that.
Yeah, we should.
Okay.
But you'll have to get a bicycle.
I'll get a bike.
By October 22nd?
Yeah, I can borrow some.
Okay. Borrow?
Borrow.
If you're missing your bike, send your emails to hatemail@radioshowonline.com. But yeah, it's going on October 22nd, and people dress up like zombies and other scary people, and they start biking from Lincoln Park, and I guess last year they had 150 people doing this.
Oh, wow.
So I think it could be a good event. So check out cranksetrides.com. You're staring at the rundown like something's wrong.
I just saw that Best Podcast. Is that for real?
Best Podcast, Hello Cleveland.
How is that possible?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh,
They didn't have...
That was just the anger that was
building up. You did. You were so confused. They didn't have that as a category.
They should, though. And I've written people about this at various Cleveland publications. No one wants to take me seriously. Why would they not put that in there? They put best blog in.
They do a best blog, actually. Cleveland's a plum. .com was voted best blog. She claims she's going to come on our show, although we haven't finalized the date. It might be October 3rd. And now that I've said it, you don't think it's going to happen. I think our next show, October 3rd, look, we're going to have audio equipment and Alexa's going to be on the
You're
show.
You're promising a lot for next Monday. I'm excited. I hope it happens.
And there's going to be a fair. Balloon animals are going to be made right live on the show.
Cotton candy machine?
Just the whole time. It'll just be some guy making balloon Bottle animals cakes. For you, Alexa, and I. Again, horrible radio, balloon
good
animals.
For us.
But because you just hear the squeaking. That's all you hear.
Doesn't translate.
The whole episode. It's just a bunch of squeaking in the background. Anyway, pick up the latest issue of Cleveland Magazine. On newsstands now, it's 8:06. Jeff?
Jeremy, we still have a couple things to get to. Talk about that personals misconnections thing, because I've never heard about that. We talked about this a little bit before the show. Now, how'd you come across? There's an article about Craigslist.
There was an article in Cleveland Scene, and Cleveland Scene has a personal section, you know. So if you were a single 34-year-old guy living in Tremont with two cars.
Well, didn't Cammy take us through that on the Board of Love show? I remember that part of it. Remember Cammy was going through some things in there?
I do, yes.
But I didn't know about this thing.
So I guess one of the things that people do is it's called missed connections. And the idea being, and I think this is a horrible idea that I don't think ever works, but the idea is if you're out at Lemonberry and you're making your own frozen yogurt,
right?
And as you're walking,
Saturday night,
as you're walking in, some girl walks out, and you're like just about to say something to her, but you're too much yogurt or something, and you had this missed connection. Hence the name missed connection.
I spilled the yogurt on myself, and I was embarrassed.
Right. You would go online to, or go to Scene Magazine, or go to something like Craigslist, and go to their missed connections section, and you would write a topic like, "Hey, missed you at Lemonberry, male, 34.
Okay, and the chance of two people connecting on this,
I think that's very close to zero.
Yeah,
very close to nothing.
But this does happen.
But I did. I was curious after that story made me think, I wonder what people are writing in the Cleveland section of missed connections on Craigslist. I didn't want to be biased towards the Cleveland Scene. I thought Craigslist was more...
Oh, Cleveland Scene has their own version of that?
Cleveland Scene has their own version.
Oh,
Cleveland
I'm
Scene
sorry.
Is
okay.
personal.
I thought you meant they were making fun of it in an article.
Just try to follow along.
Sorry, yeah.
Okay. So anyway, there is one, and this guy...
I don't think that's how you spell Rachel.
I don't think that's how you spell Rachel. He's got a lot of typos in this one.
Yeah.
But this is the title is Rachel Avon Home Depot. And he says, "Rachel, you were the cashier spelled wrong, today at the contractor spelled wrong, aisle. I bought one corner bead. You could not read the number."
He's not good about splitting.
There's no periods here either.
Yeah.
"You cannot read the number. I lowercase. I took it back and, not and, but and got a other, not an other. Whew. Then your receipt jammed. I told you we're having a bad day. Was wondering if you would like to meet for coffee or a drink. Tell me color of my shirt." I think color of my shirt.
Collar.
"Tell me collar? Tell me collar of my shirt. Thought you were very attractive."
Oh, well, now that's very, that's like Shakespearean.
Here's what's going on in this guy's mind.
Yeah.
So he's at Home Depot. He's talking to some girl, Rachel. They're doing their little cashier. Do you ever do that when you're checking out somewhere? Like you're making small, kind of flirting with the cashier?
I don't make eye contact.
You go to the self-checkout machine.
I always look down.
So you don't even like when the machines talk to you.
Right. I don't like any interaction.
Keep walking. Gotcha. All right. So this guy, you know, he's trying to flirt with her, probably did a bad job of it. So then he goes home. He's like, "Oh, damn it. I wish I would have said something to Rachel at that Avon Home Depot.
About my collar."
And it's, in his mind, instead of going back to Home Depot and trying to see her again and start up a conversation,
right,
he thinks a better approach would be going to Craigslist and going into missed connections and saying, "Rachel at Home Depot."
I'm sure he weighed out all the options.
I'm sure he did. He sounds like a very reasonable individual.
He's very thoughtful.
Yeah. So
if this doesn't get her, Jeremy, nothing will. She thinks she's too good for this.
I think we should write to this guy.
I kind of want to, too. Should we just say your collar was ironed? It was a golf shirt. You had a golf shirt collar.
Your collar was popped.
We can guess about his collar.
I mean, of all those things, do you think that she really remembered, oh, yes, the color of his shirt was green? Here's another one entitled JoJo's Automotive.
We should do this every show.
I think we should. You know what? Screw talking about Cleveland shit. Let's just read these. This should be our show.
You work at the desk.
All right. So effing sexy. You gave me the wrong keys and the wrong bill. LOL.
Okay, how do you feel about guys doing LOL?
I hate it.
Yeah,
I do. I find myself doing it.
I've never done
it. I hate myself for it. Okay. I feel dirty. You gave me the wrong keys and the wrong bill. LOL. I should have asked for your number. I can't imagine why.
We still got a good LOL out of it.
Yeah, he's 21 years old.
Okay.
Here's another one by a 28-year-old guy entitled, "You used my giant eagle card last week."
Oh, the old, let me help you with your discount.
Well, let's see. "You were in front of me in line at Giant Eagle. Some dude that you dated was hitting on you."
Like they used to date?
Maybe. "Some dude that you dated was hitting on you, and we made small talk. I promised you I wouldn't ask for your number or your name, but you asked to use my Giant Eagle card. I kind of wish I did ask your name. I thought you were really cute, and although you probably won't see this, I figured it's worth a shot. P.S. How'd the vaginal cream work out?" That's not it.
That's not it.
But you get the idea.
Yeah, I see that this is never going to happen. Evening biker. So the subjects are great.
Oh, boy. Redhead Muni Lot tailgating. This is on the 25th. So this was just this past...
Tacked. How do you tack this on?
They get a few of these. I mean, this is... People are doing this every day. They get a few a day. All right, so this was at the game that we were at.
Yeah. Now,
we were at
the meeting. What if this was me? I tacked to someone.
Tacked to you a very little. I think they mean talk. Talked to you a very little. You were along the fence line by the two big orange Browns truck. One guy was cooking on the grill, and there was a cornhole tourney going on.
That could be...
Oh, that could... Yeah.
88,000 people. I think you were narrowing it down.
"I wish I could have talked to you, but I think you were with someone."
Oh, you think? It was probably 100 people.
"If you see this post, please write me back. Put cornhole in the subject line."
Oh, my gosh. I mean, okay, here's what I want to know. I want to hear about when this has worked. Let's bring them on.
Oh, boy.
I mean, this is unbelievable. It is kind of funny if you take it that way.
We're changing our whole direction of our show.
Yeah, I think this just changed
This is all we're going to do.
Missed connections.
From now on. Here's one from Boneyard at Mayfield. Boneyard at Mayfield, the big hookup place. This was also written on Sunday. "I thought I'd never leave a message on Craigslist, but here we go.
But look at you.
My life has sunk to this level. You gave me your number at Boneyard."
So what's the problem?
Well, let's see what happens. Hold on. You're very into this. "You gave me your number at Boneyard on Mayfield Road last night. I was wearing a white long-sleeve shirt. I was meaning to text you, but I lost the card somehow. Tell me what color shirt you were wearing."
That's dumb.
I don't understand all the guys on here that want confirmation.
Yeah.
Like, put cornhole in there.
Yeah, tell me about my collar.
Tell me what color shirt I was wearing. Like, you would think at this point, if you're posting and missed connections on Craigslist, any response you get, you're going to go
for it. Would be a bonus.
Like, well, I'm sorry. You got the color of my shirt wrong. Not going to write you back.
I'm sorry. Please don't write me at this address.
I would say that this guy would be open to anyone.
Yeah. Who's even been near a Boneyard? Any woman? Any woman who's probably even just out there in Cleveland?
I think we're going to have to test this in the future.
I think we need to try this out.
All right.
Let's see if we get hits. Let's try it.
We should. All right. So that wraps it up. That's 8:14.
Yeah. On that note,
that's how we're going to burn through. We're going to burn through all 45 minutes of that if Alexa doesn't show up next week.
We'll show them. If they think we'll stop early, they don't know us.
Hey, if you have any ideas for the show, you can always write to us at hatemail@radioshowonline.com. But you can get all old episodes, join us in the chat room, connect to our Facebook page, all from radioshowonline.com.
I like to use Stitcher, Jeremy. I prefer Stitcher.
Stitcher? Yeah. You can download Stitcher on your smartphone and search smartphone.
Smartphone.
I think Stitcher's available now on smartphone.
I think that just happened. I saw it.
Yeah. Search for Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy on there. And you can get episodes right when we post them. No downloading, no syncing.
Yep.
I sound like we're getting paid by Stitcher, don't I?
Yeah, but it's such a great service.
It is a great service. We've gotten a lot of
it's new changed listeners. Our changed the way we live.
All right, we're out of time, Jeff.
All right, thanks, everyone. Take care.
For Radio Show, Jeff and Jeremy, this is Jeremy.
This is Jeff.
Have a week.